Good morning. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. While a blue wave didn't fully sweep across the country after the election on Tuesday, the blue wave largely swept New York. It turned the New York State Senate blue, so Democrats now control both the New York State Assembly and the New York State Senate. This makes Andrea Stewart Cousins the first black woman majority leader in either house of the state legislature. It gives progressive initiatives a much better chance of being enacted. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo easily won a third term. In his victory speech, he took aim at Donald Trump.
Mr. President, you have underestimated the strength of America's better angels. Because what binds us together is stronger than what divides us.
New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand also maintained her seat, saying there's a divisiveness and hate tearing through our democracy. She says money in politics continues to corrupt.
What the president and the powerful didn't count on was you. They did not count on the grassroots. They did not count on everyday people rising up.
462 days ago, we launched this campaign to do things differently.
Democrat Max Rose and Staten Island unseated Republican Congress member Dan Donovan. As Staten Island DA, it was Donovan who oversaw the investigation into the chokehold death of Eric Garner, which didn't indict officers involved.
We wanted to show the country that you don't need special interests. You don't need lobbyists. You just need the people. In fact, you can keep their damn money and still win an election.
Rose is an Army veteran who was wounded in Afghanistan in 2013. He beat the odds in defeating Donovan in a district which covers Staten Island and a small part of Brooklyn. It was Trump country in the last national election.
Every morning, the cops and the firemen and the teachers and the vets and the nurses and the first responders, they wake up and they just get the job done. What do you say we bring that to Washington, D.C.?
Rose says the story of this country is no matter differences, we do what's impossible and say it's possible. And in another Republican defeat, John Faso lost his House seat to Democrat Antonio Delgado upstate in the Hudson Valley. And as expected, New York City's public advocate, Democrat Tish James, beat Republican Keith Wofford for New York State Attorney General. In her victory speech last night, she said the man who holds the Oval must be held accountable to any and everything he has done.
Whose hateful rhetoric is poisoning our democracy and too many individuals who are hiding. You see, because New Yorkers, we can spot a con man. We can spot a carnival barker and a fear monger a mile away. And he should know that we here in New York, and I in particular, we are not scared of you. Nah. And as the next Attorney General of his home state, I will be shining a bright light into every dark corner of his real estate dealings and every dealing, demanding truthfulness at every turn. And I will hold him accountable using the unbending power of the law.
New York State's first black attorney general and New York State's first woman to be elected New York State Attorney General, Tish James from Brooklyn. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.